The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the Multiple Sclerosis Flash Briefings. When your relapsing multiple sclerosis begins to change, how you treat it should change too. Think beyond relapses and choose a treatment that can help delay disability progression. Find out more at changesinrms.com.
My name is Jennifer Powell. I am a columnist with Multiple Sclerosis News Today. Today, I will be reading about a software platform that may allow for automated MS cognitive testing. A software platform called Cognisoft allows for automated assessments of cognitive health in people with multiple sclerosis. The platform was described in the study, Cognisoft, a platform for the automation of cognitive assessment and rehabilitation of multiple sclerosis, published in the journal Computers. Cognitive impairment is often a symptom of neurological conditions like multiple sclerosis and can substantially affect an individual's quality of life. Traditionally, cognitive function is measured using pen and paper tests. However, such tests have drawbacks. The processing and analysis of results from such paper tests is difficult and requires time and considerable effort, the researchers wrote. Clinicians evaluating the tests can also introduce human error and bias to results. Cognisoft aims to circumvent these limitations by providing a web-based platform for cognitive assessment. The software provides several cognitive tests based on the Brief International Cognitive Assessment for MS initiative. Because depression is known to affect cognition, Cognisoft also assesses depressive symptoms using an automated version of the Beck Depression Inventory. The computer-based form of the tests eliminates subjectivity in the administration and interpretation of results by different physicians, the researchers wrote. Being web-based, Cognisoft guarantees maximal access to its functionality in different neurological departments, which saves time and financial resources, as well as facilitating the collection and storing of large data volumes and their subsequent analysis, they added. By comparing user scores on various cognitive assessments with the normal range of scores for the general population, the software is reported to quickly determine whether an individual meets criteria for cognitive impairment. In addition, the software can calculate the extent of cognitive impairment, mild, moderate, severe, or very severe, based on comparisons between typical scores of people with MS. Clinicians can use the platform to create personalized rehabilitation programs that target those areas found to be of particular weakness in a given patient, such as memory. The test results support clinicians to make specific decisions about what rehabilitation program to prescribe using the rehabilitation module of Cognisoft, the researchers wrote. According to the team, a pilot study testing the software in 36 MS patients and 70 people without the disease indicated significant cognitive impairment among patients. Notably, the extent of cognitive impairment was significantly associated with disease duration and physical disability. A proportional relationship was found, measuring patients with longer disease duration and greater disability were more likely to have a greater cognitive impairment. Employment status was also found to correlate with cognitive impairment, with those employed showing fewer cognitive difficulties. Findings from the pilot study conducted in the neurological clinic of National Hospital of Cardiology in Sofia, Bulgaria, are being published in a separate paper. The results of the study expand the knowledge about cognition in patients with MS in the Bulgarian population, as well as providing an opportunity to improve the strategy for rehabilitation of cognitive impairments in this contingent. Of note, the Cognosoft platform is registered as medical software by the Bulgarian Drug Agency. Since the software collects patient data, it may also be useful for future research in MS. The potential of the platform is wider and could be expanded to provide long-term decision support and evidence-based outcome predictions in multiple sclerosis, the researchers wrote. Overall, the Cognosoft platform described in this paper contributes to precision medicine for MS. It reports not only the presence or absence of cognitive abnormality, but assesses also the degree of cognitive impairment, the team concluded.
Coming up next, perspectives from MS News Today columnist Jesse Ace.
You always do what you can to keep your relapsing multiple sclerosis in check. But if your relapsing MS is starting to change, it can affect your mind and body in new and different ways. So it's important to choose a treatment that goes beyond relapses, one that can help you stay ahead of disability progression. Take charge of your relapsing multiple sclerosis. Learn more at changesinrms.com.
Hey everyone, my name is Jesse Ace, and I'm one of the columnists for MS News Today. I'll be reading one of my articles from my Disabled to Enabled series.
A simple hack to access better treatment by doctors. What was the date of your last relapse? The neurologist asked while peering over her glasses at me. I stared back blankly and then shrugged with a sheepish smile. I knew the year, but I couldn't quite remember the exact date because it was 7 years ago. What symptoms did you have just before your relapse? She asked. I replied, pursing my brow. She tapped a pen on my pile of medical notes and waited. The relapse happened 7 years ago. How am I supposed to remember this? I thought. Something like this always happens when I go to the neurologist's office. I always forget to study for my annual medical history pop quiz. I'd been meaning to write down some things and bring them with me, but I totally forgot. The week before an appointment, I usually like mentally note things down to mention during an appointment, such as like brain fog, weakness, pain, or fatigue that I may have experienced. But I'd end up in the waiting room and everything would just wipe from my brain. I used to feel so annoyed that the medical pop quiz happened every time I had an appointment, until it occurred to me why it happened. The reality is that doctors don't have time to read all your notes before an appointment. How can they? Doctors are slammed with patients back to back all day, every day, and during our 15-minute slot, they rely on us to tell them accurate information. Following are some example notes that I made about my symptoms. 11 a.m, left hand feels tingly. Noon, feeling kinda down. 4 p.m, pain in my right toe. 8:15 p.m, ate an apple and now have numbness in leg. 8:30 p.m, realised the leg was numb because I was sitting funny. It dawned on me that I was not helping my doctor by taking a notebook full of scribbles that they had no time to read. It's no wonder why I wasn't being taken seriously and my symptoms were kind of being ignored. How could a doctor do her job and give me the best possible care when she doesn't know all the facts? I was taking up her time and being unhelpful, and that just didn't sit right with me. So in true Jess fashion, I decided to do something about it. With my graphic design background, I really got into bullet journaling and came up with a medical history quick notes sheet. You know, so I didn't have to remember all the information. Started making tracker sheets for the symptoms and food and exercising and goals and menstrual cycles and basically everything else that I think might be making my symptoms worse. I sent out these sheets to the warriors in our Enabled Warriors Facebook tribe and they absolutely loved them. And I asked myself, how could I make these more helpful to doctors? Luckily, I'd interviewed some doctors on the Disabled to Enabled podcast, so I got their thoughts. Together, we tweaked and tweaked the material to make it the best that it could be. It eventually became the basis of my first ever published book, and I'm so excited to help even more warriors like me who are having the same problems that I did. Tracking symptoms in a book is really important for me because I don't trust health apps. I don't think they're secure, and I don't know who is seeing my personal and private details. If you want to track your symptoms, instantly spot what's triggering your symptoms, and give accurate information to your medical team, suggest making tracker sheets. It really works. Or if you want to make things simpler for yourself, you can learn more about my book by searching for Enabled Warrior Symptom Tracker on Amazon. Next time I see my neurologist, I will be armed and ready with accurate info and answers to the quiz. I'm actually excited about it rather than nervous now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to Multiple Sclerosis News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.multiplesclerosisnewstoday.com. And be sure to follow us on social media and join our Multiple Sclerosis News Today forums, a trusted MS community ready to welcome you anytime.